Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Another breakthrough in the Sandra Merritt case involving Planned Parenthood. We were able to show another video. This one goes all the way back to 2000, and it's a 2020 documentary. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, as you know, we've been talking on this program about this case ongoing in California, the civil trial that has now completed several weeks and it's still in process, in which the judge has refused to allow the jury to see any of the videos. And yet the whole case is about the videos. But we had a breakthrough that we told you about, in which we were able to show a 4.5-minute video of Dr. Nucatola describing how she altered abortion procedures in order to harvest body parts. But then we were also able to show a documentary. Goes all the way back to 2000, 19 years ago. And this is ABC News 2020 report. And it's regarding what was happening back then, which is the same thing, Matt, that's happening now. This is about an 8-minute video. It started with Connie Chung. She throws it to Chris Wallace. And then there's some undercover video in which an undercover journalist working with ABC News had lunch with a pathologist, and just like Sandra and David, over a meal in a busy restaurant, there was a hidden camera on the person who was doing the questions or the interviewing. And the information that came from that video and from the documentary is exactly the same thing, the same method, and the same problem of harvesting these baby body parts that have been going on at least since 2000 and obviously before. That is the issue in the Sandra Merritt and David DeLayden case. So the jury was able to see that, Matt, and it was a powerful moment. It's the second video of hundreds of hours of videos, but we've only been able to literally show, 12 minutes or so of videos, one that's 4.5 minutes, the other one that's 8 minutes long. But both of these videos really encapsulate the whole issue in this case.
Well, and that is the whole issue. First of all, the illegal selling of baby body parts, but here we have 2020 going all the way back to 2000 doing exactly the same thing, yet we didn't see Planned Parenthood suing them. We didn't see criminal charges against the journalistic investigators when 2020 did it. So what's the difference here? There's no difference whatsoever.
Right.
No,
in fact,
there's no difference.
Right. In fact, it was this video that Sandra and David saw. They saw the truth, what was happening behind closed doors, and no one was doing anything further. So they decided, okay, additional investigation needs to be done. And that's exactly what was the catalyst for them to do their own investigation.
Yeah, the pathologist that's being interviewed over lunch, very similar to what we see happening in the Sandra Merritt David DeLayden case, is Dr. Miles Jones. And while eating lobster bisque and roast duck, he explained the business of selling baby body parts. The footage is similar to the Center for Medical Progress's videos of former Planned Parenthood Federation of America Dr. Deborah Nucatola that was shown the week before. And he's talking about altering the procedures of abortions. He's talking about harvesting the body parts. He's talking about getting, back then, 19 years ago, up to $2,500 per baby for the different parts of the body. He said that it cost about $50 plus overhead, but they can then turn around and sell all these different parts for up to a collective $2,500. And he said, really, the sky's the limit. It's just supply and demand. They set their prices at whatever rate they want to. And that they were projecting to make several million dollars a year. $50,000 a week is what one of the reports of this doctor was. $50,000 a week. We're talking about 2 decades ago, 50
right.
grand a week.
And what's pathetic, Matt, is he referred to his operation as a golden goose.
That keeps on laying eggs.
Yeah.
And so now, several things are important here. One, that's exactly the issue in this case. What happened 19 years ago. Two, the way they did this, having a meal in a busy place, in this case a restaurant, is the same exact profile method that Sandra and David used. Three, the same things have been going on back then. And four, what it also shows is there's other people that are commenting on the video that are part of the 2020 documentary that say this is illegal. It is illegal to alter the abortion procedure for the purpose of getting baby body parts and turning around and selling them. It's illegal. And then finally, Matt, at the end of the video, Planned Parenthood CEO at the time, Gloria Feld, back then, 2 decades ago, was the CEO, and she is interviewed, and the clip that they put on there is, whoever is doing this, they ought to be prosecuted.
Prosecuted.
How ironic.
Right from the lips of the former Planned Parenthood CEO. And so after that video was shown, that Planned Parenthood is saying they ought to be prosecuted, whoever's doing these abortion procedures, altering the abortions to harvest body parts, they ought to be prosecuted. The judge then ended the day's testimony, and so that was the last words that the jury heard for that particular day. Now, how this came about was David DeLayden was called as the final witness in the Planned Parenthood case by Planned Parenthood. It was a mistake, frankly, for them to put David DeLayden on first. They put Sandra on the very first week. They put David DeLayden on as the last witness in their case in chief before there's a break, and then we come back to present our testimony that we are putting on, in addition, of course, to what we've already been able to elicit through cross-examination. And it was during his testimony that Holly, one of the issues here and why this video is important for several reasons, in addition to all that we've just talked about, is this was one of the pieces of information that formed the basis and was part of the research of David and Sandra as they were researching as to whether or not Planned Parenthood and its affiliates were engaging in illegal activity. The video itself says it's illegal. And the judge has restricted what they can say about this, which it makes no sense because one of the exceptions to the two-party recording rule is that you believe that the person you're recording is engaging in or has engaged in illegal activity. This was part of that investigation. Planned Parenthood accidentally opened the door and we were able to show this video. And so they watched this video, then they did their research, and then they consulted with experts, and they had clear, reasonable bases to believe Planned Parenthood was engaging in illegal activity.
They had two whistleblowers that testified that used to work for these companies that bought the baby parts, and one of whom actually helped put together a price list. And I thought it was very, very poignant moment when he said, "This is purely for profit. Everything was about money." Because he was even pressured to take parts from babies where the women had not consented to donate the parts.
Yeah.
Everything was about money.
So Matt, again, the elements are all present.
Everything.
That prove that, this is a frivolous case.
Yeah.
Completely frivolous.
Well, and the thing is it shows this is ABC News. This is not Sandra or David.
Right.
This is not some entity that is advocating for pro-life. This is not some entity that has a pro-life agenda. This is an investigative news agency 20 years ago that decided as part of its investigation, they're going to investigate this issue, and they put some resources in it to talk to experts, to do the undercover recording of this pathologist and get him on videotape, and to show this documentary. So it really shows that, hey, this is not what Planned Parenthood is trying to portray, some radical extremist. Because that's what they're trying to say. These are just radical extremists that are out to harm Planned Parenthood that's doing so much good work and breast exams and so forth. Now the jury got to see this 2020 documentary that this is not a radical extremist group. It's ABC News 2020, 19 years ago. So of the videos, we've not been able to show many, but we've been able to show two. And these two are powerful. Now they're in evidence. This one and the other one with Dr. Nucatola. So now they're going to be able for the jury to review whenever the case is finished and goes to the jury, and also to be part of closing arguments. Continue to pray for the case and Sandra, our legal team, because there have been dramatic moments like this where the truth has been able to get to the jury despite the judge's attempt to protect them from that truth. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/Sandra, lc.org/Sandra.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.